Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer special. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. "'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be conscious and intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the deep, energizing breath of life. Hold. As we take our next breath in, bring your attention down into your heart space, into that cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are consciously choosing to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us as us. Inhale. Gently, slowly, release. Continuing with Psalm 119 from Psalms for Praying, an invitation to wholeness by Nancy Mill. You are fulfilling your covenant within me, O faithful one. According to your promise, teach me good judgment and understanding. For I know your teachings are sure. Before, I was sorely afraid, and I went astray. But now, I hold to your word. You are love, and all love comes from you. Help me to share the treasures of the heart. May I come to live with patience, waiting for your perfect timing in all circumstances. May tolerance make its home in me, that I recognize you in every heart. May I be imbued with love and mercy, making room for kindness in all situations. For your ways are far richer than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands and love created and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may live fully in you. Those who follow the ego are in darkness. May they see how you have transformed my life with light. May they rejoice and turn away from empty paths. May they find hope in your way. May I always welcome love and assurance and offer these gifts to those who weep and live in illusion. Let your mercy and compassion wash over me, that I may ever work on behalf of justice. And grant me a generous heart, O my friend and teacher, for I would give freely my time and energy in your name. Let my life give witness to you, to those filled with fear. Create in me a clean heart that your light might be seen. Divine beloved, grant us being source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you at this time, asking that you create within us a clean heart. Remove from our hearts the tyranny of fear, of angst, of worry, of trepidation, of despair. Clean our hearts and create within us a vehicle that receives love and gives love. Create within us a clean heart, that we may seek to be vessels of your love, your spirit, your presence. Create within us a clean and pure heart, that we may recognize God in expression in and through all of life, in and through all people, in and through all situations. Divine beloved, infinite intelligence, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously connect with you at this time, asking that you purify our hearts of anything and everything that is not of love, that is not of your spirit, that is not of truth. When we've forgotten and forget who we are and whose we are, and get caught up in the distractions of the ego, we see separation and we see division. Heal our heart that it may be unified to know oneness. Oneness with your spirit. Oneness with your life. Oneness with your power. And oneness with all of your creation. All the sentient beings that exist, that are an expression in its many and diverse ways, that is you. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For everything that is going on in our planet at this time, we're holding our beautiful world in our hearts for all that is happening across the globe, be it man-made disasters or natural disasters, be it wars, be it famine, be it plagues of locusts, whatever it is, you know the needs of each and every individual. You know the wants, you know their desires. We remember, as the angel said to Elizabeth, is there anything too hard for God to do? So whilst we acknowledge that there is nothing too hard for you to do, we also acknowledge that we are your hands and feet with which you will use to do it. So let our hearts and minds be open, ready to do the work that you put upon us, joyfully and gladly. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. As we ask for you to create a clean and pure heart within us, we ask that you create a clean and pure heart in our friends and family, our neighbors and community, our nation, and to the whole wide world. that we can come back to the remembrance that we are one kind, we are humankind, that we are of the one presence, the one power, the one life that is you, God. For anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless. For it is written, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer to resonate within you. And as I unmute the phones for us to do our prayer of intention, repeat after me, please, our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal
and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in and allow that affirmation to truly land in your being. My divine beloveds, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.